Ramsey TV.
There is a wall around Paul's gospel. It's called his signature. It's called the name Paul. Wherever his name occurs, wherever he signs his name, it's a sign that it is his gospel. It is a verification, my friends, that now we're talking. That now we're talking about the transcendent grace of God. Now we're talking about salvation apart from law. Now we're talking about being snatched away instead of being left on the earth. When you see that name, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the nations, that is the wall. And I am a defender of that wall. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. And I will stay on that wall because Paul is always under attack by those doing it purposely and those doing it unwittingly. It was the same in Paul's day. I talked yesterday about first century drama. Maybe I didn't finish my thought. Who knows? We're arguing about the same things today that they argued about in the first century where we had this, all of a sudden, two gospels. Now everybody's like, which one do you believe? Which one do you believe? Who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Who do you want to win the Super Bowl? I think that's great. But even back in that day, there were those who wanted to mix the Gospels. They wanted to bring into Paul's message elements that were foreign to it, such as law. And we see this with the letter to the Galatians. Why would people want to do that? It's this way, because misery loves company. The Jews couldn't stand seeing how the nations were flying high and the nations were being declared complete in Christ. They were jealous, as they are, and they therefore wanted to, maybe they're not even thinking they want to poison the well. Maybe they're not even thinking that insidiously, that criminally. Maybe they're just saying we want them to be more like us. There's becoming more separation between the Greeks and us, and we're going to get into that today. Israel is a priesthood nation, so Israel has no problem really with the nations coming in, even though Peter, being the thick-headed apostle that he is very slow understanding how God is broadening the circle of Israel, of the nations coming into the circumcision gospel. But there's nothing, I totally forgot my frame of thought there. Does anybody know what I was talking about there? No? Oh, the same argument, yeah. The same arguments going on today as went on in the first century because the foreign elements and those who would put them in are still active. They're still trying to mix law with grace. They're still trying to say that, I'm sorry, Jesus Christ did his part, but you have to complete the thing. You have to add to it. And so, yes, as a defender of Paul's gospel, I cannot let that happen any more than Paul could let it happen in his day when the Judaizers came in and they made a show of it, like, yes, well, this is great. I'm glad you have grace and everything, but you need to perfect it by law. It's still happening. That's why I say first century drama. And Israel couldn't stand the fact. That's what I was talking about. Israel can't stand the fact that as a priesthood nation, she's the go-between. She likes to be the broker. Israel likes to be the agent between the nations and God. So Israel will tolerate the nations. That's what I was talking about. Israel will tolerate the nations coming into God, a knowledge of God, but only if they come through them. But what Paul does is he trashes Israel mediation. And boy, that did not sit well with them. Because now, it's like, again, I used this analogy before, it's like Trump texting, Trump tweeting. The media hates that because the media, being a medium between Washington, specifically the president, and the people, they can color the message. As they say in political circles, they can put a spin on it. And so they've had this power for years. Now you have a guy named Donald J. Trump who circumvents that. And he goes directly to the people without the filter of the media, without the spin. And this is a beautiful thing. But no doubt it pisses off the media because they're losing their role as priests. Israel in the first century realized with the coming of Paul that they were losing their place as priests. And it's like, whoa, 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 this thing's getting away from us. Whoa, 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 slow down. Slow down. You got to come through us. Right? Cornelius had to call for Peter in Acts chapter 10 in order to understand, in order to get God. Call for Peter. I'm in Caesarea. Peter's up in Joppa. Read the passage, Acts chapter 10. Fascinating. Got to call for Peter. Why the hell would you have to call for Peter? Can you imagine you having an inclination for God and suddenly God's Spirit is coming on you and you're getting thoughts you've never had before? And you say, well, I better call my priest. But this is what people do, though. I better call my pastor. Wait a minute. How many times has that happened to you? This has happened to me. I give the truth to somebody. Say, the salvation of all. And they're all excited about it. Wow, God really is love. He really does have a plan for all humanity. The cross was actually successful. And they get all excited. And then they say, I got to talk to my pastor about this. So they're still in this mindset of a priesthood. They're still in this mindset where I have to go through this individual to get to Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, in the body of Christ, we have direct access to God the Father through his image, Jesus Christ. We don't need a priesthood. And this is what really shook Israel up. And that's why they desperately tried to put their tendrils in there. They tried to grab, put any kind of hook into the nations to pull them back. And to at least, if you're going to come into God, could you at least have the decency to come through us? We're the official priesthood. We're the official beer of the Winter Olympics, okay? We're the official pizza of the Super Bowl. We are the official mediators between God and humanity. The thing is, they are. On the earth. Only on the earth. Yes, if you're on the earth, sorry, you're coming through Israel. This is why Paul's was a completely new thing. A new thing. Because its destiny, the destiny of those who embrace it, is not the earth. It's the celestial realms. And up there, all bets are off. All bets are off. None of the rules that apply on earth apply up there. This is why only Paul says, in Christ there's neither Jew nor Greek. Ooh, that's a new rule. Yeah. It's actually an elimination of rules. Difference number 28, gospel of the circumcision, Peter's gospel. There to be a kingdom of priests over the nations. Exactly what I was telling you. See, I didn't make it up. It's right here. I'm quoting now from Revelation 2, 26 through 27. And to the one who is conquering and keeping my acts until the consummation, to him will I be giving authority over the nations. Authority over the nations. And he shall be shepherding them with an iron club, as vessels of pottery are being crushed, as I also have obtained from my Father, shepherding them with an iron club and with the authority to crush the nations, with the authority to crush opposers. Now, when Israel comes into the kingdom, she will take this responsibility upon herself, and she will have then the law written on her heart. And so all crushing that's done with the iron club will be thoughtful, will be purposeful. Not saying it'll be remedial necessarily because people are going to die, but it'll be righteous. I'll tell you that much. And so you see, Israel as a priesthood is legit, completely legit. Why wouldn't they be this way? They were meant to be this way. Authority over the nations. Oh, she loves that. Israel. Oh, Israel loves that authority over the nations. And The Catholic Church are just a bunch of wannabe Israels. They want to dress like Israel. They want to act like Israel. They consider themselves a priest. Oh, what do you know? That's what they call their head honchos in the church, a priest. Why do they do that? Because they're wannabe Israelites. But it's a false presentation. But I'm just telling you that this idea, this desire to lord it over other people, to have them have to come to you for their blessings, this is legitimately in Israel. Of course, they misuse it because now they're fleshly, not spiritual. So they're going to use it in a diabolical way to gain their own riches. But the Catholic priests today, it's the same type thing, only the Catholic Church is a... Oh, man, what is it? I know what it is. I'm just trying to find the right words that can be published in a polite format. It's a falsification of the Israel priesthood. It's the Archie Comics version of it. It's a cartoon. It's a joke. It's a circus act. It's so fluffy and light and non-substantive that you could blow it away like you would put out a match. The only reason the Catholic Church still exists is because God keeps it going. But it's such a lightweight imitation of Israel. But it's still there, the whole thing, the vestments, the incense. There was incense in Israel. There were vestments in Israel. The title priest, where do you think that comes from? Israel. But it's a cartoon of the true. Even Israel is a cartoon of the true. But this Catholic Church is ridiculous. But it shows you the great desire for people to have power over others, to lord it over others, and to be the ones who see whether or not you get in to see the man. To be sitting outside the door. I decide who sees the president. I decide who sees God. Present your credentials. And they interview you. What power? God, they love that. Jesus, they love that. Another overcomer verse from the Concordant Literal New Testament there. Another opportunity to get a t-shirt. Yeah, remember I said that? I'm an overcomer. It's a great thing. It's a badge of pride. This is Israel. Now, Isaiah 61 verse 6. Look at this. It's nothing new in the book of Revelation. Nothing new in the book of Acts. Nothing new coming from the mouth of Peter. And even in his epistles, you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Of course. Listen, here's Isaiah 61:6. Yet you shall be called priests of Jehovah, ministers of our Elohim. Yes, oh, ministers of our Elohim. It will be said of you, the estate of nations you shall eat, and in their glory you shall vaunt. Wow. Yeah, they should make a Christian hymn on this. The estate of nations you shall eat, in their glory you shall vaunt. This is the estate of nations you shall eat. Talk about graphic literature here. Isaiah 61:6. Israel's going to eat the estate of the nations. In other words, this is during the millennium. During the millennium, Israel's going to eat off the fat of the nations. The nations are going to bring their wealth and their treasure into Israel. That's what it means here. The estate of the nations you shall eat. Israel's not going to have to lift a finger. It was so insulting to Israel when they had to pay the temple tax. That was the tax that Jesus told Peter, go throw a hook in the Sea of Galilee, pull out the first fish you find, put your finger in there, bring out a couple drachmas. That was the temple tax. It was the tax that Israelites had to pay to upkeep their own temple. Oh, God, you have no idea how insulting that was to them to have to upkeep their own temple. But in the millennium, oh, my God, forget about it. The nations are bringing their riches into Israel. Israel's going to be fat and sassy, going to be like Jabba the Hutt. They're lounging on the couch, but yet they will be righteous then. Thank God. Thank God. Now they use it again for their fleshly advantage. But what it is now, it is not as it shall be.